State Department official Richard Nuccio lost his security clearance for his part in publicizing the CIA's role in the conflict in Guatemala. A three-member panel is now charged with determining whether that revocation should stand. News analyst Daniel Shore says this is not the first time when the CIA's need to maintain secrecy has collided with an act of conscience.
It can be argued that the CIA cannot work if its activities can be exposed by self-appointed whistleblowers violating regulations. It can also be argued that democracy cannot work if the CIA can shield its misdeeds from exposure. Let me stipulate that a journalist may not be completely disinterested on this issue. In the case of Richard Nuccio, the basic facts are undisputed. As an official of the State Department's Bureau of Inter-American Affairs, he had advised members of Congress in 1993 that the CIA had no connection with the murder in Guatemala of an American and of a Guatemalan married to an American. When Nuccio discovered that a Guatemalan colonel on the CIA's payroll might have been responsible for the murders, he took it on himself to inform Representative Robert Torricelli, a member of the House Intelligence Committee, who then took it on himself to go public. Such whistleblowing has happened before. In 1971, Representative Michael Harrington learned from secret files of the Armed Services Committee of the CIA's involvement in the toppling of President Salvador Allende of Chile, and he was instrumental in exposing it. In 1975, a leak, presumably from Congress, exposed a CIA covert operation in Angola, which was then aborted. A leak from a CIA Inspector General's report exposed illegal surveillance of anti-war dissidents in this country. Thanks to a leak, I was able to expose the CIA's instigation and later abandonment of a Kurdish uprising against Saddam Hussein in Iraq. In each case, somebody violated regulations. In each case, the CIA was doing, under presidential instruction, something it should not have done. Without exposure, there would probably have been no remedial action. In the case of Richard Nuccio, he told Torricelli something the congressman, now senator, was entitled to know, but Nuccio was not the designated person to tell him. It was an act of conscience and a violation of regulations. Now the CIA has had Nuccio's security clearance suspended while an outside committee considers his fate. And so the issue is whether it is worse to violate a regulation or to stay buttoned up about an alleged murderer on the public payroll. This is Daniel Shore.